Checking in on Tuesday morning, as he usually does, is City Councilman Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I had a good one. Nice and quiet.
Just how we like them. That's exactly right. Did you shovel any snow for Valentine's Day?
Did I do what?
Shovel any snow.
Yeah, I shoveled the sidewalk so the postman could get to the front door.
Well, that's very, very kind of you.
Yeah.
So it's a Valentine's Day workout for all of us.
That's right.
Yeah, but you should have waited a day, Tim, because it all melted yesterday. There was no mail delivery anyhow.
I know.
You should check with Keith next time.
who went to his mailbox to see where the mail was yesterday and thought,
covered,
hey, no mail. That's
covered
unusual.
In snow, walking back uphill.
Yeah, both ways, barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly right. Celebrated, you're just like our forefathers did, walking to the mailbox barefoot, uphill in the snow, both ways. Now, we have some interesting goings on in the city tonight and tomorrow night, so let's get everybody caught up on the schedule. Tonight is Mayor John Hamilton's State of the City address. The City Council does have a part to play in that. Tell us why and how.
Well, the City Council, the State of the City must be done at a City Council meeting. Therefore, we will have to convene a City Council meeting at the Buskirk Filmy Theater.
Does that mean you have to haul over the gavel and all kinds of things?
No, but the council president, Ralph, will call the meeting to order, and we will proceed from there. I'm not sure exactly of the procedure, but we do have to convene a city council meeting because I believe what the ordinance calls for is that a state of the city address must be done in a city council meeting. So,
and the reason
doesn't matter where the forum is held. It just means that a majority of the council must meet so that the mayor can give their State of the City address.
Now, as a former parliamentarian of the City Council, do you help the new parliamentarian to make sure all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted tonight?
Oh, of course, and I'm sure they're well-versed.
Well, because this is the shining moment of the parliamentarian, isn't it?
Not really, because it really is the council president's responsibility to call the meeting to order.
Will this be your biggest crowd of the year?
To be determined, I guess. But it'd probably be the biggest crowd for a city council meeting, unless we have, further down the road, we have a zoning change that gets people all fired up. We've seen that. We've packed the city council chambers before, so.
Tim, who stands in the back of the room and says, "Mr. President, the mayor of Bloomington, Indiana"?
Jesus,
John
hold on,
Hamilton.
Keith. Let me get your levels here. I didn't know you were going to be screaming all morning.
It's not like that.
It's not like the State of the Union?
No. You just had a volunteer step up for the job if you'd like, Tim.
Yeah, I could yell that.
Get the entire council sick while he's doing it.
It would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would be kind of interesting. But, you can anticipate there'll be more people. This is his first. This is the State of the City. I think it's a good move to move it to the Buzz Chum.
Yes, we've had it in the past.
Well, maybe the town crier will show up, Keith, with the bell and everything else and the wig and start the meeting off.
I don't recall if Mayor Fernandez, I think he did, and I definitely know that Mayor Grzan did State of the City address in Buskirk, Chelmsford.
Tim, will this be an annual production, or is this something we're doing just now to get things kicked off in the new regime? I mean, I know you can't predict down the road. Is this a once-every-four-year deal? Is this once-every-annual deal? Is this twice a year? Is this even required?
Typically, it's not required, but typically the mayor does do a State of the City. Mayor Grzan didn't do one last year, in his last term in office. And I think he missed one other time. But typically the mayor will come before the council and do a State of the City in the early or the winter months in January or February. I mean, that's pretty typical.
We're talking with Tim Mayer, who's a member of the Bloomington City Council. And Tim, just to review, while it's not required that the mayor do a State of the City address, to do it, he has to have a meeting convened of the City Council?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that is correct. And that's what we'll do this evening at 7 o'clock in the Buskirk Chumley Theater.
Free.
The entire community is invited to come. And
just bring your parking money.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you have to. That's part of the deal.
Say earlier there's some kind of reception afterwards?
There's a reception afterwards in the lobby.
There's a reception afterwards in the lobby. There is free parking in the parking lot behind the Buskirk Show Me Theater, and there's free parking in the 4th Street parking garage.
There you go.
After six, I believe. Yeah.
You're doing your meeting tonight, but now you have a meeting tomorrow night. And this
that is correct.
This is,
and then we
how many regular meetings have you had so far? Not too many.
No, we haven't had many. We've had.
They're going to do five this week just to make up four, Keith.
That's right. I believe we've had two, and one was a meeting to cancel a meeting. So, if you remember.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So this is a regular meeting, and you've got some business to talk about.
Tomorrow night, yes, in the City Council chambers at 7:30, we do have a meeting. It's a typical meeting where, and we'll have reports from council members, the mayor's offices, council committees, and the public will have an opportunity to speak on items not on the agenda, and then we will have appointments to boards and commissions, and then we will get into legislation for first reading and first and second reading, and the second reading will be the resolution 1601, which is to appropriate money for the community development block grants, and that process is, this is the end of that process. We start off with what is called the Citizens Advisory Committees. There are two committees, one for physical improvement and one for social service activities in the community. These are federal HUD monies that come to the city on an annual basis. The committee meets, makes their decisions, and then that decision is moved on to our city's redevelopment commission, and then on to the mayor, and now on to the city council for the final action. So, and we will be funding, or looking to fund, the community kitchen, Hoosier Hills Food Bank, Middleway House, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, and the Boys and Girls Club on the social service side. And on the physical improvement side, we will be funding the Bloomington Housing Authority, New Hope, Family Shelter, the Hand Department Home Modifications, Boys and Girls Club, Life Designs, and Middleway House.
Tim, what's that mean? You funded Boys and Girls Club and Middleway House on both sides?
Yeah, on one side, on the physical improvement side, it is for facade repair on the building on Lincoln Street, and on the social service side, it's program money to support activities within the Boys and Girls Club. So,
now, on these first readings, you mentioned to me that you got some vehicle replacements. Are there a lot of vehicles that have to be replaced?
Well, that's the second thing we will be talking about tomorrow evening. That is our first reading for the appropriation ordinance coming forward from the mayor's office. And what that will entail will be appropriating money for training for city employees, which is important to do. We will then be funding what is called the Mayor's Grant Program, which is an opportunity for the mayor to support not-for-profit agencies and things like that come up during the year. And then there is the vehicle replacement part. And that
means the councilmen and women all get new vehicles, correct?
And no.
Oh, no, that's not how that works.
It's the people who plow the streets.
Ah.
Fill the potholes. And
that's an annual. You have to look at that annually because not every car or truck breaks down at the same time. So this is all standard operating procedures,
yeah,
for lack of a better.
We do have a little pent-up backlog, so we're working to get that.
You made that bed. You lie in it.
Yeah.
Tim Mayer's our guest this morning. He checks in before tonight's State of the City speech, John Hamilton, 7 o'clock at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. And then tomorrow night is the City Council meeting. What time does that start, Tim?
I don't want to. City Council meeting starts at 7:30. That's Wednesday, and tonight it's Tuesday. We start at 7 o'clock.
Now, your agenda items moving forward here, we've heard things about the rumbling in the parking. We've talked about all of that. When does that show up on the agenda, if it shows up on the agenda moving forward? Do they need your help with any of that, or is that, where's your purview in all this? Once the mayor asks you to get involved, is that how that works?
Well, at this point, the parking meter situation has been discussed by the mayor, but we have no legislative responsibility for that at this point in time. That would occur, I would have to assume, if if the contractual agreement between the existing vendor is decided to be changed. So that I think we're a little bit early on that. I think so that's not in our purview at this point in time.
Gotcha. So we'll just you'll be told when you're told.
I think so. I mean, I think the mayor's made it pretty clear that he wants to see, you know, less failure rate on those parking meters. So we'll have to see how that plays out.
Absolutely right. Well, what else is making news, Tim, that we need to pay attention to? Here we are in the middle of February. Before you know it, March is going to be here. Everything, we haven't had too many streets to clean. That's a good job. Everything was taken care of yesterday.
I think we have to thank our street
Absolutely.
department. I know they were out in the neighborhood I live in.
That was a queue I was lining up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sunday was
I think we have to thank is our firefighters. They've had three residential fires in the recent weeks, and one of them was a tragedy where a person was lost, but we've had three major fires, and so, you know, they've been out working hard on that, and you know, it's always good to know that they're there and protecting us. So our street departments have been out working hard, and our firefighters have been challenged, so it's good stuff to know.
Jacket and tie tonight or open collared shirt? What are we doing?
I'd say at least a sport jacket.
Very nice. Being on stage, the council?
I don't think the council will be on stage.
They don't introduce you? They don't have, like, the guy that yells at the boxing matches and everybody runs up on stage? They don't have that?
I think that happens. Yeah. But
no girls holding up a card that says first
round.
I don't think
we cross the stage.
Yeah. You just wave and be acknowledged from your seats in the orchestra pit, correct?
That is correct.
Well, let's have a fun one tonight. We'll see what Mayor Hamilton has to say. Is he going to lay out anything tonight, perhaps, that, I don't want to say catches us off guard, but anything that we haven't heard before, maybe some angles, maybe some issues moving forward that he's going to address, or what is your feeling on what we're going to hear tonight?
Well, I'm glad you put in what's my feeling, because
you don't have a clue. I know that.
What the mayor's going to say is, you know, it's like the State of the Union. We don't know until we hear it, so... I suspect we're going to hear a lot about what the vision is to go forward with the city. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Excellent. And we'll look forward to hearing what the council's role involved in that is going to be. And your meeting tomorrow night, 7:30, at the Showers Building, like it always is. And you'll get caught up with us next week after a busy Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
Will do.
All right, Tim. Have fun tonight.
Talk to you next week, and then we will talk about the... vehicle replacements and all of that.
Sounds great, my friend. We appreciate your time, and we'll see you tonight down at the Buskirk Chumley.
Take care, Tim.
Take care. Thank you.
Tim Mayer, City Councilman. Again, 7 p.m., the Buskirk Chumley tonight reception following the event. Parking, as Tim reminded you, is free behind the building and at the 4th Street Garage. Isn't in all the first 3 hours at some garage is free? I don't know how that works. I'm not going to sit here and tell you where to go and... I'm glad I said it was free. Don't send me your parking bills. I'm not doing that. Hey, there's one thing about parking I'll tell you about. Use the app. It's the greatest thing ever. You can't forget it. You just load it up on your phone. Life is good. And that makes your life easier. Tim Mayer makes our life easier. We appreciate his insight. And, again, he's been doing the city council thing for some time, knows the ins and outs, was former parliamentarian, so we get all the answers about procedurals and things like that from him.